You've tuned in to the Big Angry Phil Podcast. If you have sensitive ears, just get the fuck out there.
Vocals tell me that they've seen fire. They haven't seen anything like this.
What's going on this week?
It has to stop.
Now, something I've always been wondering, what the fuck is a gender reveal party? And why would anybody have one? Well, before we answer why, let's figure out what. A gender reveal party is an event or celebration had during pregnancy. The primary goal of this event is to draw fucking attention to yourself, though. Not what it says. The primary goal of this event is the eponymous reveal of a baby's sex to the expecting parents, family, and friends. Well, Jesus Christ, are there about 28 sexes right now? Wow, that's anybody's guess, isn't it? 20th century medical advancement in early reliable prenatal sex discernment has allowed the requisite information that underlies these events to develop. Gender reveal parties originated and are most popular within the United States. No fucking shit. God bless America. It is distinct from, but sometimes combined with, a baby shower, another thing I don't fucking understand, whose primary activity is gifting expecting parents with important supplies and items for their future infants' care and well-being. The fuck do I care? We shouldn't be congratulating people for having babies. We should be discouraging them. You know, this whole idea that we should be congratulating people on having kids is fucking outdated. This world is fucked up. You're gonna bring more kids into the world? The fuck is wrong with you? The schools are fucked. The environment is fucked. Everybody has lost their fucking mind, and it's just gonna get worse. And you want to have a kid in that environment? The fuck is wrong with you? Just like a post them on Instagram, you selfish assholes. Mankind will not survive unless you bring more children into the world. That's how you think. If I was ever, God forbid, invited to a baby shower, you know what gift I would give him? A big giant rubber middle finger for the kid to play with. You know, the baby will have a fun toy, and the parents will be reminded daily of my message to them. Go fuck yourself! At least I could have fun doing that at a baby shower. A gender reveal party? I would rather just slam my head into a brick wall at least 50 times. I would get much more enjoyment and it would be less painful. The practice is controversial and has been criticized by some for reinforcing gender stereotypes. Here we go. A reason to hate gender reveal parties, even more stupid than the gender reveal parties. The implied binary gender essentialism of the practice has resulted in LGBT, particularly transgender, and intersex community criticisms. I don't know who to shit on worse, the people that have gender reveal parties, or the fucking nutjobs criticizing them because they only include two genders. Well, here's a fact that absolutely does not surprise me. The spread of the gender reveal party trend was and is due to social media, such as YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest. Can't leave Facebook out of that one, can you? Despite the trend originating before the latter two existed. The mediatization has significantly boosted the likelihood of expected parents to have or to take part in gender reveal parties. Again, I have said countless times that a lot of these fucking assholes have kids solely for the reason to draw attention to themselves, to put them online and say, look world, look how cute they are. And then when they stop being cute and they stop posting their pictures, they have more and more. And they're all retarded like their parents. The S is always in parentheses because we never know if the parents are actually together. Well, why am I even talking about gender reveal parties? Jesus Christ, Phil, are you having a kid? Hell the fuck no! Hell the fuck no! But, as a lot of you are aware, there are a lot of fires burning in the western United States. Lots of them in California, and quite a few of them here in Southern California. And one of our biggest ones is known as the El Dorado Fire, which is in Riverside County. Well, what exactly was the cause of this fire? Was it climate change, like Gavin Newsom says? Or was it something a little more sinister?
But this is still a very active and dangerous wildfire threatening homes, and tonight it has nearly doubled in size. Let's get you right to some of this video captured earlier today.
Man,
we
want to
talk about evacuation
of
orders because,
of
course,
of
that's
the hamburgers
on everybody's
you can cook
mind
that.
Out here. The following communities are under a mandatory evacuation
order. The following
order.
Communities
Forest
are
Falls,
fucked.
Mountain Home Village, Oak Glen, and the North Bench Yucaipa, specifically north of Yucaipa Boulevard and east of Bryant Street. Now, as of tonight, this blaze has grown to more than 7,000 acres with just 5% containment. Investigators say they now know the cause.
Climate change.
Someone set off some sort of pyrotechnical smoke device, some sort of firework, at a gender reveal party.
Oh, boy.
What a bunch of dumbasses. Yeah, really. Fire.
That sparked the flyer that spread north to the Yucaipa Ridge.
KTLA is always on top of their game.
The extreme heat and low humidity is adding to the challenge. Residents tell us they've been up all night watching the fire, hoping it would spare their homes.
Well, gee, was it a boy or a girl?
I've been watching this fire, first of all, for the last 2 days, watching it grow. I never thought it would come as far as it did, and all of a sudden, it was leaping towards my home. The fireman was knocking on the door for me to get out. I had
get
to
out,
leave
bitch,
my cap,
get out.
I grabbed water in my purse, and I went. Since then, I've been in the parking lot praying without ceasing.
How'd that work
my
out?
House would be protected, and I'm here to say I lived a miracle. God is powerful, as is prayer.
Praise Jesus. I'm surprised the satanic fucking lefty media even left that in there. Don't get it twisted. I'm just as tired of the Christian right as I am of the satanic left. God is good. God help me. If God was watching out for you, there wouldn't be a fire anywhere near your goddamn house.
Fortunately, no injuries reported.
And Rick, nobody's been arrested for this shit either.
A state of emergency.
It's a state of emergency. Thanks, Gavin Newter. What the fuck would we do without you?
An evacuation center has been established at the Yucaipa Community Center on Glen Oaks Boulevard. We'll have more coming up at 11. For now, reporting live in Yucaipa, John Finolio, KTLA 5.
A modern creation, the gender reveal party's incarnation began in the late 2000s. One of the earliest notable examples was found in a 2008 post of then-pregnant Jenna Karvanidis on her Chicago Now blog, High Gloss and Sauce, announcing the sex of her fetus via cake. Okay. YouTube videos of the practice could be found as early as 2008 and 2009, becoming socially significant around 2011, after which the trend continued to grow throughout the 2010s. In 2019, Karvanidis later expressed regret at having helped start the gender reveal party trend, seeing how far some have taken the trend, knowing that the LGBT and intersex communities don't like it, and finally revealing the daughter they announced back in 2008 to be a gender non-conforming tomboyish individual who wears suits while still identifying as female.
Huh? She's a hero. She is stunning and brave.
Stunning. She is absolutely beautiful and an inspiration.
Let's start the show.
That's it, I'm out of here.
Gender reveal, how does it feel to be this stupid? Look the fuck that you did. Couldn't wait to find up the sex of y'all kids. So you burn up half a Cali, proud of what y'all did. Got black soot raining down from the sky. Cause you bitches can't be waiting to see if it's a girl or guy. Why? Who the motherfuck gives a shit? Fuck all of y'all, you raggedy ass kids. Ain't no daddy, call your mom a mister. Probably inbred parents, brother and sister. Smacking the kids are causing this disaster. Till I get a blister, I'm beating that ass for as long as it takes. Till your baby an orphan or his crackhead ass mama finally gets an abortion. Enjoy a fucking party with your ice cream and cake. Next I burn yourselves down, knock the whole fucking state. Bitch. That's right, Beerful Podcast 169. And, the El Dorado Fire, better known as the Gender Reveal Fire, has scorched almost 14,000 motherfucking acres. Start wreaking havoc up at Big Bear. Never mind all the resorts lost business because of the bullfuck virus, but they might be permanently wiped out because some fucking cunt just couldn't wait for the little shit to be born to figure out what gender it is. You know, since we've locked down pretty much the entire world for the bullfuck virus, why don't we ban gender reveal parties so we don't have any more brush fires? You know, you fuckheads have banned a lot more shit for a lot less. Let's get behind this one, huh? Gender reveal parties could go fuck themselves, and the selfish piece of shit so-called parents can really go fuck themselves, and they should just march right into the fire. Fucking gender reveal parties. What a stupid fucking concept. And as we learned at the beginning of the podcast, it was pretty much started by some YouTube twat before YouTube twats became the normal. And amazingly enough, this isn't the first time a gender reveal party started a brush fire. This shit happened in Arizona last year.
Newly released video shows the moment a gender reveal party went terribly wrong.
And yet we keep doing it, and shit like this keeps happening. Ban them.
A Border Patrol agent and his wife shot a rifle at a target.
Just shot each other.
Blue smoke means it's a boy. Then this happened.
What if the smoke is green? Then what happens?
She's stunning and brave.
The blaze quickly spread, reaching the Coronado National Forest in Arizona, destroying more than 45,000 acres
Jesus
of land
Christ.
And racking up more than $8 million in damages.
Again, just because some fucking dipshits just could wait to reveal their stupid kid's stupid fucking gender. And did anything happen to them? They serve any jail time? They have to pay a hefty fine? Or just get a little bitch-ass cop slap on the wrist? But yeah, this has become a huge thing online. You know, these fucking dopey housewives with these gender reveal parties. Again, thanks to that Jenna fuck-a-bitch or whatever the fuck her name was, they've all followed suit. There's tons of these fucking things. I'm looking at one right now, right under the fire story. Somebody named Carly Christman taped a gender reveal video 6 days ago, right before the big fire. Why don't we dive in? Let's go to an exciting gender reveal party. See what we're missing here. All right, so we open on the couple. Holy
what?
Shit. They look exactly as you think they do.
You do it.
Yep. Do it.
Holy fucking fuck. All right, let me explain what I'm looking at here. There's a couple in their kitchen. The woman, this Carly, the one who made the video, a typical East Coast looking average, I'd say low to mid 30s, although she'll probably tell you she's 26, even though she looks 55. I don't know what it is about white women in the East Coast, but goddamn, they do not age well. And the husband, just from hearing that little clip of him giggling like that, yeah, he must be a bodybuilder, right? Big old buff motherfucker. No. Skinny, white, bald. He's got that toilet seat hair. You know that fucking Jason Alexander hair where you're bald on top and the hair goes around and then connects to a big beard? You know, he's shorter than his wife. Just everything about him screams wuss. And believe it or not, before he met Carly, he was in a rock band and he used to sing about his wussiness.
I was a teenage wuss. In junior high school, I had oily, stringy hair and lots of pimples. I wore really wussy clothes. Most of the kids called me a faggot. Even some of the other wusses called me a faggot. I never took showers after gym class. I wore my gym clothes under my regular clothes so I wouldn't have to change in front of everybody else. I was afraid to realize my full potential in school because to the other kids, the smarter you were, the wussier you were. I was a hopeless wuss. Wuss, wuss, wuss. I was into science fiction and math and chess. It was not fun being a wuss. And even now that I'm not nearly as much of a wuss as I once was, I still feel kind of wussy from time to time. Residual wussiness. The kind of thing you can never really leave behind. That's the way it goes.
I was digging that shit. Shit for a wuss. That shit rocks the fuck out. I'm just kidding. Of course it wasn't him. That was King Missile. I miss fun music like that. King Missile. They're famous for a song called Detachable Penis. Look that shit up if you haven't heard it. If you've ever seen Beavis and Butthead, you know Detachable Penis.
And as I walk down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people and those boats and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toast rope.
I remember when that first aired in 1993. That was one of the first videos they were ripping on. And as soon as they heard penis, they said penis, penis. You just had to be there. It was a very special moment. Now, let's get back to this couple. We have Carly, the East Coast housewife, and her husband, whose name we don't know yet. And I don't think we know his gender, quite frankly.
Wuss.
I'm parking my car right now.
Oh, she's parking her car, ladies. Isn't that exciting? This is what you tuned in for, right?
And get our gender reveal cupcakes. I'm so nervous right now.
Oh my God, it's the poster child for white privilege. You know, if Black Lives Matter was a real organization, instead of whatever this mess is they are now, filled with white people like these two, all they would need to do is do a 15-second loop of this video and say, "This is white privilege. This is why we march." But no, it's full of the whitest of white people, like the husband in this video, running around with a hoodie on and a mask with a fist in the air. That's why nobody takes you assholes seriously.
What's.
I got this idea from one of my best friends 2 years ago when she was pregnant with her daughter. She did this idea for finding out the
gender. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Wouldn't you like to hang out with a bunch of her friends without a loaded gun in your lap?
Had them make like a basic vanilla cupcake and then filled the inside with their cupcake.
She said fill the inside.
Surprise together instead of just reading the results, you know, in an email.
Oh, that's so exciting. Holy shit. Tell me more.
So I sent my results to her and she called around to find a bakery who would make
her life is so interesting.
She opened it this morning at like 7 a.m.
Thank God we're all locked down so you could live the life.
The local bakery by me that I originally wanted doesn't do cupcakes.
Oh, no.
A different bakery needed 2 weeks.
God damn, the world is so fucking unfair.
A different grocery store didn't do cupcakes and Mariano's does cupcakes. So, in case you guys are looking for an idea,
yes,
Mariano's
I am.
Does custom cupcakes in
awesome.
The pink or blue.
Thank God.
And you can get it done by noon today. So,
even if I'm not New York.
Today, what we're having. Last time we found out
I can't stand the suspense.
Doing a 3D ultrasound at 16 weeks.
Oh, your life is just too exciting for me. My heart is fucking pounding.
But
these people are just the most average, mediocre people I've ever seen.
So we just decided.
Just no real reason to exist at all. And certainly no reason to procreate.
And she made it like pitch black. She was quiet for like a minute.
Imagine if you were quiet for like a minute.
We were just sitting there waiting. And then she flipped on a switch and the whole room turned pink.
Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. I can't breathe. I can't fucking breathe. My heart has stopped. The whole room turned pink.
And it felt like just a really special moment that we could find out together and find out in that cute way.
You're too fucking old to be cute. This shit is not cute. This shit is retarded. Go ahead.
So we wanted to find out in another cute way together, not just, you know, reading the results of a blood test.
Oh, no, we wouldn't want to do that. Like, oh my God.
And I'm about to go pick them up, and I'm so nervous. I'm also a little sad right now because...
I'm so sad right now because I have to like drive to the bakery. I get like cupcakes for this gender reveal party. I'm so sad. My life is just so difficult. Jesus Christ, with your first world fuckness.
With everything going on with COVID, I obviously am going into the store by myself.
Aww.
I'm not bringing Kennedy with me. I haven't brought her into any stores.
Well, good. If the bull fuck virus is keeping people from bringing their kids, keep the bull fuck virus around. If only it would keep people from bringing their dogs into fucking stores. Oh, well, now she's putting on her mask and looking at the camera. Wouldn't want to make a video out doing a little virtue signaling there, would we?
But running errands with Kennedy used to be one of my favorite things to do.
But the bullfuck virus ruined my life and my life only. It's so hard.
And I really wish that she could be with me right now to go pick these up. And it's just like...
She's glad she's not.
A little bit of a bummer because I'd like her to be experiencing this with us, with me.
So instead of going to run around with a camera in the grocery store and tape everybody without their knowledge, just so the world can see me.
But it's okay. I mean, it's better for her to be safe than me taking her into a grocery store in a pandemic. So like, it's not a big deal. It's just like one of those sad mom moments.
No, it's not a big deal at all. I just spent the last 10 minutes talking about it, how I can't bring my daughter in the grocery store because of the goddamn pandemic. Why don't you just put on her mask? She'll be fine, right? Those masks work so fucking well.
Okay, no. Now we go inside. Also, every time I put on makeup and then wear a mask, I'm just like, what are you doing?
Boo-hoo.
Like, why did you bother putting makeup on today?
Why do you ever bother putting on makeup? You have a fucking horse face. It doesn't help. The mask actually makes you look better. It should just make all East Coast women wear masks for the rest of our lives. All right, let's skip ahead a little bit. For the next 5 minutes or so, she's pushing a grocery cart around. There's no dialogue. Horrible music is playing. So she gets the stupid cupcakes and she comes home to the wussy husband.
Wuss.
Oh, so nervous.
I don't know what gender any of these people are.
What?
I'm not so sure any of this is for the baby.
No.
She said she put rainbow sprinkles on to confuse.
I'm confused. I don't know which one of you has the penis. I do know which one does not have the balls.
How are you going to do this?
I was going to bite into it.
I was gonna bite into it. Not an ounce of fucking testosterone. Was.
Are we gonna peel this part off first?
Yeah, the Super Bowl's on, but yeah, let's do that.
I'm so nervous.
Jesus fucking Christ. You know what you do? Just flip a fucking coin. Heads, it's a boy. Tails, it's a girl. And whoever wins keeps the coin. How about that?
All right, let's take a bite.
So you gotta do one, two. Yeah, cheers. Cheers.
Hold on.
Did you see something?
No, I didn't.
Can't you do anything right, honey? Do I have to do everything?
Mr. Emasculated over here. I still don't know what this guy did. That's what I want to find out. Fuck the sex of this baby. I want to know what this doofus's name is.
Two.
Three. They're white.
The cupcakes are white, so you're having a white baby? Oh, gee, that was worth
we
the wait.
Knew it.
Yep.
Racist. Racist. Why are you having a white baby?
Yay!
I called it. I called.
All right, it's a boy, I guess. Okay, now we're seeing the ultrasound, I think. Or it's a turd. I'm not sure which.
That's so crazy.
What color is that baby?
What color is that baby? Oh, boy. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter.
Spine.
Oh, a spine. I wish my husband had one of those.
So he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Holy pretty fuck, clear. You're so not special or extraordinary in any fucking way. You could be more run-of-the-mill, average, boring, mediocre white.
It's confirmed.
Yay!
Oh my goodness.
You know what? I don't trust people that don't say, oh my God. Even if you don't believe in God, you say, oh my God. When people say, oh my gosh or goodness, watch those people. They're evil.
Blue for your baby brother.
Who I'm going to turn into your baby sister.
What's it taste like?
Shit.
Dirt.
Oh, that was close.
It doesn't taste like dirt.
Yes, it does, Ma, because I saw you drop him on the ground. You didn't think I'd notice?
Hello, Cody.
There we got the name, Cody Jr.
There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. The husband's name is, to nobody's surprise, Cody. Has there ever been a Cody that ever beat the fuck out of anybody? Abso-fucking-lutely not, and the streak will continue with this motherfucker. And please do not name him Cody Jr., because he will not live past the second grade.
Cody's so excited.
Cody is a sad
sack. You know, both pregnancies, you've hardcore said it was a boy. You gotta be right at some point, right?
Yeah, I was pretty sure.
You gotta be right at some point. He's never right. He's dumb daddy. He's never fucking right.
Oh, you finally had a boy, Cody. Your mother still doesn't know what you are. And again, in this day and age, does it matter what they are? You have some of these whack job parents changing fucking sexes when the kids are 6, 7 years old, much to the delight of the woke nation. As a matter of fact, the woke nation is criticizing gender reveal parties, not because they're fucking ridiculous, but because,
wait a minute, why are they only celebrating two genders? You're assuming their identity even before the baby comes out. How dare you? It doesn't have to be a boy or a girl. It could be a non-binary, genderqueer, trans,
Not when they come out of the womb, you fucking weirdos. Not when they come out of the womb. You guys fuck with the kids later and make them that shit. They don't come out of the womb with that shit. Nothing, I mean nothing, makes the left happy. They will find a problem with every fucking thing. And listen, I'd be okay with it if they were attacking gender reveal parties just for being stupid and a waste of time. But no, they're attacking them only because they're assuming there's only two genders. And that is fucking stupid.
But at least Carly and Cody...
God, what cringeworthy names for a couple, right?
Carly and Cody. Hi, I'm Carly and this is my husband, Cody. Was.
At least these two assholes didn't burn anything down. You fucking attention-seeking dipshits with all these special effects, the fireworks, the pyrotechnics, the guns. For Christ's sakes, just do what these two assholes did. Buy a fucking pack of cupcakes, go home, eat them. Oh, hey, it's a boy, yippee, skippy, yippee. No harm, no foul. Just turn the fucking camera off. Well, let's get back to the aftermath of our current gender reveal party, and let's see how they're doing against the El Dorado gender reveal fire.
Battling the El Dorado fire, that's in the San Bernardino National Forest. They have a 31% contained the fire, which started on Saturday has now burned more than 13,500 acres.
Well, that's awesome. Do we know the gender of the baby or do we not?
Yeah, but the Forest Falls community in San Bernardino County isn't out of danger just yet. KCAL9's Nicole Comstock has the very latest from Mentone. Nicole?
We now know that four homes were completely destroyed in the El Dorado fire.
So have they arrested the gender reveal assholes yet? Have they?
Putting in the work.
Do we even know their names?
Countless others.
Why do all reporters talk like that?
Circling above the scorching vegetation.
Why are there so many white firefighters?
I'm sure somebody saw it on Twitter.
The work is still far from over for firefighters who waged a relentless battle against the El Dorado fire.
Is she Canadian or is she just deliberately talking like that because they make them?
But after 24 hours, you will be tired. You will be beat.
Oh, what are you complaining about? Mr. Carly, the gender reveal woman from the other story, had to drive all around town to get cupcakes from the bakery. Oh, my God.
But
San Bernardino County Fire Station 99 Captain Jeff Britton says they won't give up on protecting homes.
If the public is counting on us, then we will rise to the occasion.
And if they're not counting on us, fuck them!
After another night of fighting raging flames along Highway 38 and saving hundreds of homes near Mill Creek Canyon.
This canyon has not burned in recorded history.
Well, we haven't had so many gender reveal parties in recorded history.
This fire is finally giving these guys a bit of a break.
We're so grateful.
However, law enforcement is now telling people to refrain from visiting Big Bear for a few
days. There's nothing to do there anyway, thanks to the bullfuck virus.
Still pose a threat of spreading the fire to the north and the west. Today, evacuations to the south in Yucaipa and Oakland were lifted. And there are still about 1,200 people out here working on containing the El Dorado fire. It's now 23% contained.
They said 31% at the beginning.
Reporting in Mentone, Nicole Comstock, KCAL 9 News.
KCAL 9 News.
Nicole Comstock. Let's find out where she's from. Okay, Nicole Comstock is an Emmy-nominated reporter at KCAL 9 and CBS 2 News. Or news, as she would say. She covers breaking news at night in the Inland Empire where she was raised. Oh, wow. So she's local and from the Inland Empire. I thought she's from Wisconsin or maybe Alberta or some. During her time at KCBS, she produced in-depth coverage of the July 2019 earthquakes, the strongest to jolt California in 20 years, from the epicenter of the magnitude 6.4 and 7.1 in Ridgecrest. She is also reported from the front lines of some of Southern California's most devastating wind-driven wildfires. Yeah, that seems to be her expertise. Oh shit, fire broke out? Send out Comstock. Oops, I mean Comstock.
Nicole Comstock, KCAL 9 News.
How hard is it to say news? News. Not news. News, goddammit, news. And of course, whenever we have fires ravaging through the state, in this case several states, out come the climate change army. You know, they're all so terrified that we all forgot about climate change during the pandemic because they could only shove one panic fear story down our throat at one time, I guess. You know, it's getting closer to election time. They need to put as much panic fear into our heads as possible. So, hey, let's have all these fires just kind of start at the same time, huh? How fucking convenient. Yes, it's been hot. Yes, it's been dry. But fires don't start themselves. There were no lightning strikes this time. But there are plenty of stupid people. And there are also plenty of LARPers. People that will set fires just to alert us about climate change. They did it in the Amazon last year, remember? You didn't hear much about that after about 3 days. You know, but the globalist fucks that are pushing the climate change, pushing the global agenda, pushing all the BLM and other commie bullshit at us. It's a 1-2 punch. So we've burned up enough shit in the cities. Let's set fire outside the cities. Burns a lot quicker. And I'm always amazed that every time these fuckers set buildings on fire, set things in the street on fire, set each other on fire, all kinds of smoke billowing into the sky, all kinds of spray paint being used to fucking tag all the buildings. Where are all the climate change people when that's going on? Where are you climate change people to observe all the increasing trash that's thrown in our streets, left on our sidewalks by all the homeless camps? And by the way, a lot of the brush fires here in Southern California, where do you think those start? There was a fire burning in the Sepulveda Pass and in the fucking Sepulveda Dam Recreation Area, known for having tons of homeless camps. And there's also a lot of dry brush around there. Yet every fucking time a fire starts around there, the media is quiet, Garcetti is quiet, Newsom is quiet. Oh no, you can't blame the homeless, we can't blame the homeless. It's climate change, it's climate change. Yeah, it was a fucking bum trying to cook something with a propane tank or anything. No, couldn't be that.
It's never that. You can never criminalize the homeless. The homeless are victims.
Have you seen how fucked up our streets have gotten in just the last 5 fucking years? It's a disgrace. There's trash everywhere. A bunch of the sidewalks are blocked. You can't even walk down them. There's always some bum just fucking wandering around the street. And the fucking cops will pull you over for not slamming on your brakes and not knowing he was going to walk out in the middle of the intersection. I don't hear anything from you climate change people about how dirty our streets are, how filthy everything is, how much garbage there is. Remember before the bullfuck virus happened? Remember what the concern was last year because of all the homeless? People were complaining about the plague. The fucking plague. Boy, they sure kept that quiet, didn't they? Have any of you climate change assholes ever volunteered to clean up a city block? Clean up the park? Clean up the beach? Well, if you do, great, then I'm not talking to you. I am talking to all the Twitter assholes, the usual keyboard warriors, usually the ones with resist in their bio or something like that. All they do is just add hashtags to their tweets. Global warming is real. Climate change is real because we have some fires burning in the state. Listen, I've lived here in Southern California all my life. There have been brush fires every fucking year. Some years worse than others. Some years are drier than others, all right? You know when I start seeing you assholes with the climate change is real, yada, yada, fucking yada. After some politician has tweeted it. After some actor has tweeted it. After some fucking globalist Illuminati scumbag has fucking tweeted it. Either you tweet almost exactly the same thing or you just retweet theirs. That does nothing for climate change. All that is virtue signaling, and all that makes me think is you are a douchebag. When I see people like Nancy Pelosi, Alyssa Milano, and Gavin Newsom all tweet about the same exact thing, as soon as some fire flares up around here, climate change, climate change. What that fucking tells me, especially in Gavin Newsom's case, is he already knows the cause. You know, the same billionaire assholes that paid off all the Antifa fucks and the LARPers to fuck the cities up are now being paid to fuck up the rest of the state. You know, and you throw some broke-ass motherfucker, some meth head, some bum, some tweaker, or just some dumb college dropout $50 to fuck shit up, that climate change shit goes right out the window, boy. During all the riots and the looting and the fires and the spray paint, you didn't hear shit about climate change, or social distancing for that matter. But when I see the same 5 actors, politicians, and basketball players talk about climate change, eat a fucking dick. They all have the same exact fucking script, the same copy. And that goes for you fucking sheep online. I love how you never bring up climate change. You don't even think about climate change until the fucking media and the politicians beat it back into your head because it left there for a while, right? The fucking bullfuck virus and the unemployment took over. That was the cause of your worries. They didn't have the climate change in their rattling round. Well, now they do. I wouldn't put it past them to pay motherfuckers to set fires in order to push climate change. Look at all the fires. Look at all the fires. Hurry up, set some more, you assholes. It doesn't look convincing enough. Politics is show business. That's all it is. It's fake and it's phony. They will do anything, anything, anything to push an agenda, especially if it means doing something exactly the opposite of what they are preaching. They are politicians. They are scumbags. They lie, they cheat, and they steal. Not just Trump, all of them. All of them, all of them. So whenever a politician's first and usually only reaction is, it's Trump's fault, maybe take a look at the person who's saying it. Take a look at their record and see what they've done in their career, in their long career in Washington, in politics. There's a reason they have that scapegoat Trump in there. That's why he's there. He's the boogeyman they could just blame anything on. That's what he's paid to do. He's paid to just sit there and take it. And that's it. That was his job. All of this fucking shit was deliberate. All of this shit. They got everybody fighting with each other. They got everybody afraid of the bullfuck virus. They shut down the economy. The mission fucking accomplished. And they are all fucking in on it. All of them. Every goddamn one of them. Remember when the Democrats had about 25 people running for president at one time or another? All those debates last year? What was all that for? That was all for a fucking show. And then all of a sudden, pew, 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 all of them are gone except for the most inept, most decrepit, senile piece of shit they had, Joe Biden. Deliberate, folks. Call me a fucking kook. Call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't give a fuck. This is how the fuck I feel. It makes sense to me. I don't believe the fucking media. I don't believe the politicians. And I don't believe most of the retards on Twitter. Now, true, I tend to agree more with the right than I do with the left, but I'm never going to be 100% on board. You can't just agree with everything one side says. But on most of the shit, I go with my gut. Because the media is just completely out of control. It's more than obvious they're ultra-left. They're run by people who are vehemently against Donald Trump, and their fucking narrative shows it, and their programming shows it. But I gotta say, everybody, and I mean everybody, involved with this election, all of them, full of shit. You give me the name right now of any politician you don't think is full of shit. I'm waiting. I'll give you 5 seconds. Awfully quiet in here. See, nobody could do it. Nobody could fucking do it. And everybody's so fucked up in the head with Trump derangement syndrome. How can one guy hurt your fucking feelings that bad? He just sits there like a dope. That's his job. That's what he was put in there to do. He's an easy scapegoat. He doesn't give a fuck. He enjoys it. He's a fucking attention whore. They knew that from the get. They knew that Hillary Clinton is a cunt, she's a fucking whack job, and that all she would do would be pissing, whining, bitching, and moaning as soon as she lost the election, which is exactly what they wanted. That's what they bet on. Just like the billionaires in trading places, the billionaires of today made that fucking bet on our election, and they're going to do it again. They have a complete fucking Alzheimer's-ridden pile of fuck like Joe Biden, who can't even form 2 fucking words that make any sense. Really? That was their top choice? They're just let Trump walk right in again, and they're going to get away with murder for another 4 years while Trump just sits and takes the blame. That's how it's going to be done. There's going to be more bullshit going on. Or Biden wins, he fucking steps down, and then Kamala, I don't give a fuck how you say that bitch's name, Kamala Harris steps in. She becomes the hero woman of color. We got to hear that fucking bullshit for 4 years. It's a no-win either way. Like I said, call me a kook, call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't give a flying fuck. That's how I feel. If you have a better fucking suggestion, I'd love to hear it. I mean, personally, I wish we could flush Trump and all of these pieces of shit right down the toilet, including AOC, Ilhan Omar, and all the rest of those fuck bitches, and start from scratch. Give Tulsi Gabbard another chance. I don't know, bring Candace Owens in. I don't fucking care. Just start the fuck over. Hey, even bring Bernie Sanders back. You know, if we have to have an old fart in there, I'd rather be Bernie than Biden. You know, at least Bernie hasn't slurred a speech or said anything really stupid. He's actually energetic for an old bastard. And he's not as racist as Biden. At least hasn't shown it on camera. But all these fucking Democrats are so busy pandering to the far left, we need to flush all that shit down the can. All of it. And the Republicans and the so-called conservatives are so chicken shit right now, they're fucking bowing under the pressure of the left. They've become the left. They have fucking switched places. And every time there's an outdoor gathering, you're not supposed to be out there, fuck you. Every time there's an outdoor gathering, you always see this story where there's a bunch of boats waving Trump flags and all this shit. Why? Can't you just enjoy a day on the lake and not make it fucking political? For Christ fucking sake, just be glad you're in a boat and on the fucking lake. Again, a lot of those people were fucking paid to be there waving those goddamn flags. I would love to fucking have a boat on the lake. I wouldn't be waving any goddamn flags out of it. I'd just be drinking beer and maybe fishing, and that's it. Now, what is this shit? You can only engage in outdoor activities if you're waving flags or burning shit down and protesting? It's about high goddamn time we opened up the fucking country already. Nobody, and I mean fucking nobody, between the WHO, the CDC, the president, the politicians, the media, nobody has been on the same fucking page about the bullfuck virus. So why should I believe any of you motherfuckers? I'm tired of the fucking Karens. I'm tired of the sign language people every time your dipshit mayor goes up there to lie about the numbers. I'm tired of the fake fraud doctors who are in bed with the people making the vaccines. I'm tired of Bill Gates. I'm tired of people who are profiting off of this shit. I'm tired of the fucking politicians who say wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask, and then get caught on camera going to a fucking hair salon, which was supposed to be closed, and not wearing a fucking mask. Fuck you, Nancy Pelosi. I'm tired of all the watered-down sports with all their fucking wokeness bullshit. I am fucking tired of all of it. Open this shit up or tell us the real deal. then let the public decide. If you're still so afraid of going out in public and fucking touching anything and being anywhere, then you the fuck stay home and you go through all the bullshit and the rest of us will enjoy the fucking normal lives we were supposed to. You know, if you already wash your hands regularly and avoid being a fucking filthy slob and maybe not lick the fucking poles in the subway, then you'll be A-okay. There was no reason whatsoever to shut the fucking economy down, unless, of course, they wanted to. Sounds like to me, they wanted to. You know, this shit doesn't matter to the rich billionaires. They're still going to be rich billionaires. Some of them are now really fucking rich billionaires, like Bezos. He made off like a bandit during the bullfuck virus, didn't he? Bill Gates, the one who's developing the vaccine. Gee, thanks, Bill. How did you know we needed one so fast? Meanwhile, your latest Windows 10 update has made my computer crash several times and made me lose a quarter of this podcast. You fucking four-eyed piece of shit.
What's?
All the billionaires that ran against Trump in that Democratic circus last year, Bloomberg, Tom Steyer, they're still fucking billionaires. Trump's still a billionaire. They're doing just fine. All these other politicians you shill for, they have plenty of fucking money and property. I'm going to listen to some motherfucker with four mansions lecture me about climate change or systemic racism? Fuck no. Well, just to add things on sort of a woke note, do you know what a tardigrade is? It's a little microscopic organism. Sometimes it's referred to as a water bear. As a matter of fact, if you've ever watched South Park, there was an episode with Jimmy and Timmy, and they were raising water bears as part of a school project. But water bears is their nickname. They are called tardigrades. Well, apparently, they make little ornaments of these things. Little Christmas ornaments. And somebody tried to order them via PayPal. And PayPal said, fuck you. No. And they tried to get an explanation. The explanation was security reasons. What security? The things are called tardigrades. How would that be a threat to any security? We know why. It had nothing to do with security. It's because the first four letters spell TARD, even though it has nothing to do with retards or the mentally challenged or autistic people or anything like that. Not even close. And why was that algorithm programmed into PayPal? Why is PayPal deciding you can't buy things because they might sound offensive to somebody? The fuck? Tired of every goddamn company deciding they need to be woke. You know, these people are easily offended. They are offended at everything. Stop trying to coddle them. They have fucking mommy and daddy that do that. They live at home at their 35. Tired of everything needing to be political. It was so much better when we didn't know everybody's politics. Whether it was personal politics or a company's politics, that shit was kept to your fucking self. You know, the only time we get any kind of hint about anybody's politics is when they used to put some stupid-ass politician's name on the back of their car. A bumper sticker they could never remove. Once in a while, you still see a Dukakis 88 bumper sticker. With any bumper sticker like that, first thing I think of is, loser! All those I'm with Hillary ones, go fuck yourselves. So all you people that have jumped far left or far right or in the middle of the Black Lives Matter horseshit or any of that, do me a favor, will you please? Can you just go back to being a normal human being? Not shilling for politicians? Maybe being decent to your fucking friends and neighbors, regardless of their fucking race? If you're already a decent human being, you don't give a flying fuck about race and never did. Stop letting them divide you. Get rid of the Trump derangement syndrome. Get rid of the Biden hashtags. Or if you're far on the right, stop waving fucking Trump flags around when you go out walking around. Just fucking walk around. Enjoy the scenery. I don't give a shit if you're wearing masks or not. But just do me a favor, all right? As with any normal situation, please keep your politics and your religion and your bullshit to yourself. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Come on! Bullshit loving politicians, all the shit they do. Do you think they give a shit about our homie or you? All we are is fucking cattle herded in the pens. Slaughtered for BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. Yeah. That's it for me. Be back next week. Until then, see ya.
And can you just discuss why you think people are going to such extremes now?
Well, I think that it always starts with a really good intention. And I think Jenna was that example of someone who's super creative, who loves her family, who wanted to do something that brought her child into the world with excitement. So what we see now with social media and needing followers and getting as many likes as we can, that people are trying to do things that will go viral without even a thought of the authenticity of the message themselves that they're trying to create.
No shit, Sherlock.